preamble or something like that. John chapter 21. We welcome everybody listening here and wherever you may be today. I'm concerned about our children, all the children, not just these children, but children. And this ain't the message. This is not the central message, but this is something you need to think about. I guess I need to, the Lord wants me to say this. I'm getting rid of this. Have you ever heard of ISIS? Okay. I forgot why. I think it's in northeastern Syria. Hundreds, women and children. Those ISIS detention camps, they were families. You know, ISIS has hopefully been mostly destroyed. I don't know. But they're the remainder of families of the men. And they're in those detention camps. And there's women, there's mamas, children. And they've been living there in tents for a long time. And I'm sympathetic to them. But here's the thought. Some of the women have realized they messed up when they married one of them. And they want out. Okay, they come from several countries. And in those detention camps, and they're living in tents. And some of them want out. You know, they realize they messed up. And some of them are still communicating with ISIS. And so there's a division there. And what concerns me is the little children. Some of those women are still radicalized, and some never were. Well, that's a hard position to be in. And the report I came across was those children, one little child was just riding a bicycle, having fun with the other kids, just doing this, doing that. They don't know any other life. That's a shame. So you see what's happening. There's some seedlings there of future enemies for those women and children. And then there's some that they need to, you know, that's sort of the way it is in with the world here. And it's with our country and our homes, we have children that just don't, we have families that are not on the right side. We have families that are on the right side. We're really divided. I think we're divided. We may not be as divided as I think we are, but I think America's really divided in home and children. Being indoctrinated, they said things. I don't get my mind off of that, but I can't get my mind off the little children that's in those detention camps right now, being raised. Who knows how long and what detention that's going to be? Children here, children there. They come to school. They go to school and they come here. And they're in the world, and they're not careful. They may be indoctrinated in the schools. You need to be careful with who your teachers are in the school and what they believe and what they're putting in the kids' minds. I mean, you know, what about the children? Wasn't there an old song? About it, so let's just draw it right into where we live here, that there should not be a distinction. There should not be a division on the children on the side what they're going to love. And they determine, I'm going to tell you, in the formative years especially, a child is going to love and be excited about what the parents are love and are excited about. And you got that right. They're gonna love and be excited initially. Then they're on their own. When they get on their own to do whatever they're gonna do, and hopefully they'll still be instilled the love to love what their parents love if they love the Lord. I'm really burdened for a child, a young person is trying to live right, and their parents ain't. I do penance over Cherokee County Court. The evil. They got a new girl over there that's working the seed food. Anybody been over there? Cherokee County. The girl out, put her names. I don't get anything. Anyway, so you're just going to live. So you go back there and sell the seeds. I planted cabbage, some squash, zucchini. Nigga. She loves it. Zucchini spaghetti squash. You ever heard something like that? Him dad loves it. Our family's divided. Hook neck, straight neck, squash. That's good. That brings us together. If you fry grits, that munchies you. So at the co-op, this girl said it. And anyway, you know, she's a new girl. Very disturbing. She loves her job. And, of course, I invited her to church. I kept going to where I go. Yeah, it was her and I see. She gave us because I don't need it. She just said, listen, I'm from school. Because not that Flint Home County gave her county storage. And she put it to the fence. She said, it's for an Indian guy. You know, put pay for it. And I said, well, I got to pay something. She said, give me a thing. Where's your church? He said, we go to church over in Cedartown. I don't think the name. I don't know the name. But she goes to church in Cedartown. He said, but if they ever go woke, come out of there. I don't care if my parents stay, I'm gone. That's what woke is. And you ask average 20-year-old about woke, I woke up this morning. I woke up. Also, this week is how much are you willing to spend? I'm gonna get. I studied all week on this message, and I'm gonna preach it not whether God wants me to, but I'm hung up right here. You know what I'm saying? The Lord just caught me. He blindsided me, something like that. They say, here's the thought. How much are you willing to spend on your children but make them happy? Well, what kind of thought is that? Like, you don't love me if you don't give me. Who cares? I just hope nobody in this building. Well, listen, I got to fluff today. We're spending to keep our children happy. You understand? Do you believe? Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you? Spend it. You know what? You cannot spend enough to keep them happy. It'll just happen. And I feel for Mama and Daddy. Thanks for spending. What they got to spend, like their kids. And now listen, who do we love the most? What do we love the most? Who do we love the most? Your children know what you love, Mom and Dad. Your children know. They know what you love. They know what you have. God forbid that coming to church on Sunday morning would be enduring something. instead of loving someone. And I'm going to tell you what'll help you, it helps me. Go to church before you get to church. Go to church, get to church, have church. Go to church before you get to church. I get a little shindig down here this morning. I do that every Sunday morning this fast. Robert Hoffman, he said, "You was jamming it out down there. You was rocking it out." I went rocking it out. I sold. Go to church. Have church before you go to church. And when you get to church, have church. What is church? When God expressing worship is a grateful overflow of a grateful heart. In John chapter 20, verse 15, "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonas.'" Now, Peter was the name that Jesus gave Peter. It means little rock. Chapter 21, verse 15. "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter," that Simon was his fleshy name, his worldly name. He's talking to Simon's flesh, and he's talking to the name that Jesus gave him. Two names. "Son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than what? These." Well, everybody wondered what the these was. Fish, fisherman, boat, whatever. These, whatever these are. What are the these to you? If Jesus was personalizing you today, talking to you, and he said, "Robert, lovest thou me more than thee?" He's testing Peter about his love. There's a woman in the Bible. Her name was Mary Magdalene. And I've titled her Love's Model. Love's Model. Mary Magdalene. She was, that means, I always thought that was her second name or her last name. But it's not. It's where she was from. Mary Magdalene was from Magdala. And there's two possibilities for two locations that have the same identity. One of the places was in Egypt. He could have been an Egyptian. I don't know, but I don't think so. The other was a Palestinian. There was a place in Palestine and a place in Egypt that had the similar name. That's the way it is in our country. Different names. Same city. Two different cities with the same name. That's the way it was with her. That's where she was from. And I'm going to tell you something else. I can't prove this, but I've been looking at this pretty close. See, there's like four Marys. I think that's right. There's Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. There's Mary that was Lazarus' sister. And then there was Mary Magdalene. And I'm going to give you a challenge. Figure out who Mary Magdalene really was. All my dependable commentary that I look into, none of them agree with what I'm about to say. You look at it, you study it. May have been Lazarus. She may have been. She could have been. She could have been like the prodigal. She could have left home. This supposition. She could have went. She could have went to Magdala. Wonder why she spent it. Mary Magdalene. In Mark look, I guess, at chapter 8. In Mark chapter 8. And verse. Sorry. Luke chapter. I got a Mark 15. A little Luke chapter. I'm a little bit different. It came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad things, glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, look, which ministered unto him of their substance. You know what she did? The Bible says they went through every city. And these women followed Jesus. And they ministered to Jesus of their substance. This is a real deep word, this substance means. This is for what it, hupoxanata. Substance. I didn't speak in tongues. That's a Greek word. The substance means, here's what it literally means. The things that are in hand, their possessions, their goods, that which one has. They didn't raise support and go on deputation, and I'm not against that, but they didn't. They went with Jesus, and they supplied out of what they had to Jesus. They ministered to Jesus, and Mary Magdalene was one of them. And she expressed love's model in her ministry. The word minister. Oh, what is my minister? I'm writing books. You know, everybody's writing a book nowadays. They're trying to get on a podcast. They're trying to do this or that. And nobody's literally hands-on serving Jesus Christ. They're wanting to be a celebrity. They're wanting to say, I've got a thousand. Hey, I just come across some airplane bird. Fella that was telling me a while back, I got me a podcast started. I got 50 people listening to me. More than that. I said, well, what would it do? Good for you. I don't know. So that's, how much do we love Jesus? Our ministry, the word ministry, servant. We minister to God, the Lord. Reverend, like our God, our good friend, Ronnie Simpson, Tommy. Sir, you can tell, test your love for Jesus. How much of your substance is given? What if, sir, what did they do? Those women are never recognized other than a couple. One more place, and I think it's in John, where it says they serve him, and they minister to him. And the idea is they're sort of ahead of him. In the ministry. Listen, these women get up and cook on Sunday or Saturday or whenever for this, on Monday morning, for this dinner that we have. And we had a big dinner here last year. And not to say Sunday. Never seen. It's never seen. But it's enjoyed and it's given. I thank God for being in the church that give and serve voluntarily. And I appreciate it. Work together. Got this. Like I am. did, boys. Are y'all hit? I did, son. Chalk her love for Jesus. Get up. Say, well, that was great, right? Mary's movements. You have to type. You don't even have to turn here. Mark 15:40-41. The Bible says she followed him in Galilee. She ministered to him. She followed him in Galilee. She followed Jesus, her moves. She followed Jesus. She moved where he went. She was there. Word. Jesus every Sunday morning. Taking the day off? He's at church. He is at church. Follow him through the week. She followed Jesus throughout Galilee. And Galilee was the Jesus spent most of his 3.5 years in Galilee. And she followed him. She came, you can see this in Mark 15. She came with him to Jerusalem. You understand this. You understand that the disciples knew the Jews were trying to kill me. They knew that. Jesus said, we're going to Jerusalem. That ain't a good idea, but you know. You know what they summed it up by saying, let's go in and die with you. You know what? Mary followed him to Jerusalem. She followed him, jeopardizing her freedom and her life for being associated with Jesus Christ. Now, if I come to church on Sunday, and I know every now and then, you know, my case is okay, but if it's kind of attitude somebody has it, well, I don't know if I want to go to church today. You're probably not even such a thing. I'm really, that's how serious it is. Yeah, I've been gone for a week or two. In the faith, going up there to see Zachary and Ava, they're excited about that. Ava was vegetarian, but there's no more. I said, hey, Zach eats one meal a day. I said, Nick, Ava eats one meal a day. She don't know better. He's military. He don't know if he's got to eat more than that. But I said, well, what is it? I said, I ate supper, cheese, dip. That means lunch, dinner, for those of you that are educated. Now, so I said, well, what does she eat? He said, she eats the same thing. Zachary was showing pictures to Kathy saying, what y'all want to eat? It's a picture of this real sense of salmon. Not salmon. I'll say salmon to the damn. And then these real rack of ribs, I said, put me in for both of them. We'll be gone. Y'all let me now. Y'all have a secret men's meeting. If it's okay, if I'm gone for 1 week, maybe. I've got some friends up in Maine, and I've had a real burden for them. I got a preacher friend that's paying $2,600 a month for a one-bedroom apartment, and he's pastoring a church, him and his wife. He said, Roger, we'll take you in, but we got a one-bedroom apartment. $2,600 a month. Me. I had a real burden for them. I talked to him the other day, praying for him. Y'all pray for him, his wife, and he's got a daughter. He's got a daughter, it's a little baby. He's having, probably 4 years old, he's having heart surgery, multiple tests, but multiple surgery, having other hearts. Her movements, she followed him in Galilee, she followed him to Jerusalem. On the cross. Bible. They saw him with his prophets. They saw him. Simon looks one of them and saw him. That's where a lot of people are standing today. They're standing up. They're afraid to get too close to God. Oh, my friend, have you lost your mind? Afraid to get too close to God? No. Listen, they were standing far off, but listen to this. It says they stood in Mark 15, 40, 41, they stood afar off looking. In John 19, 25, the Bible says that Mary Magdalene took a move and she walked right up there with one of the other ladies and stood. Hey, help me this. John 19, 25. I hope I got the right scripture here. Here it is. Now there stood by the cross Jesus' mother, can you imagine that? The heart, praying, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, was. That was his family. That was the aunt and the mother. But now, there's this third person, and her name is Mary Magdalene, and she's identified not just with the family, but with the person of Jesus Christ. She's standing by the cross. I'm going to tell you what. I want to get close to the cross. I don't want to ever think that I can look for the cross. Never have anything to do with God that I could have done if I had just gotten closer to me. Blessed be the name. And invite shame of the Savior. Shame on you. She stood by the cross. In Mark 15, 47, when Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, took him down from the cross. By the way, this is the Orthodox Easter today, so we're still in the Easter season. When they took him down from the cross, in Mark 15, 47, no doubt they were still by the cross, and they found him taking the body of Jesus. Exemplified and identified by her ministry and by her movements. Matthew 27, 59 through 61. The Bible says that when it was buried, that she was sitting over beside seven. By the sepulchre. Why? Because the one that she loved the most was dead. The one that she had ministered to. The one, you imagine, ladies, you feed the preacher, and that's wonderful. But can you imagine feeding Jesus? And that's what they done when they were ministering to him. They fed him. He could have just called down the angels, could have brought him food. He could make hamburger or whatever. Yeah. She washed her clothes. She ministered to them. She did what a Christian woman would do and does without even being in the limelight. And I say my hat's off to women that do that, the women of this church. Well, Jesus' ministry, movements,
In John chapter 20, verse 1, her moment. First day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. She went to a graveyard in the dark. I don't like to go to a graveyard in the daytime. And she's in the dark, and she's all alone. And if you can figure out in the four Gospels how this all works, because they're back and forth, and back and forth, there's women, there's this and that. But I'm going to tell you what, I believe right here that Mary came alone. You know why? It only says Mary. There's other times when it says Mary and whoever else came to the tomb. But right here, it's Mary individually, when it was yet dark under the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. She runneth and cometh Simon Peter to the other disciple that Jesus loved, that was John, when he wrote this book, saith unto him, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher. We know not where they have laid it. Peter therefore went, and that other disciple came to the sepulcher, so they ran both together. The other disciple did outrun Peter. John outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. He stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes, yet lying, yet went not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, went into the sepulcher, and seeth under the linen clothes and the napkin that was laid about his head, lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, that's John, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. What did he believe? Did he just believe that Mary had been telling they took away the stone? I mean, they had took his body away. It don't say. They said he believed. It don't say he believed God, believed that Jesus was alive. It said, well, probably just believed Mary. Somebody stole the body. Whereas yet they knew not the scripture. That said, sit right there. He did not believe that Jesus and that he didn't know the body. I'm going to tell you what, in good reading, the Bible, what it says. But yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again. Then the disciples went away. Where'd they go? They went home. They went. Thought it was the gardener.
He's got cerebral palsy. He's a sports announcer. Cerebral palsy. He's going to be the new baseball sports announcer for one of the TV networks. Cerebral palsy. Somebody questioned him and said, "What's your greatest challenge?" He said, "Well, there's some in wheelchairs and there's some that can't move and do this and that. They have all these problems." And he said, "But what's your greatest challenge?" So he talked. He said, "My greatest challenge is this, is wondering what people think about me." Are you listening? Handicapped. Wondering what people think of me. Can you imagine that? One, hey, here's this. Make a move for Jesus. They say, "I wonder what people think." Follow Jesus. I minister to him. I move with him. I have moments with him. I have a message. He's done a miracle in my life. But I just wonder what people think. Oh, Father, deal with people. Thank you for meeting with us. Bless these people. Save anybody that's lost. May we love you like Mary loved you. And may we love you more than we love these, whatever the these are. Come on right now. Some are in